A study released by the United Way last spring reported Milwaukee had the second highest teen pregnancy rate in the United States. Some public health officials believe that to lower teen pregnancy rates, changes need to be made in the healthcare system. Richard Hovrichter is an editor who specializes in public health inequities. He says that to improve healthcare, the underlying problems of racism, sex discrimination, and class inequality must be addressed.
Poverty is going to keep recurring as long as the social processes that generate privilege remain. Even if you put $1 billion into it, yes, you'll reduce poverty for a while, but it'll come back because of the system of power that put it there in the first place.
Hovrichter says a set of standards should be introduced to monitor what he calls institutional racism. He says that public health agencies should work with the community to combat these problems. Danny Watson is a social marketing expert who focuses primarily on social issues such as health care. She says another way to reduce teen pregnancy is through campaigns. She says that to be successful, campaigns must identify a specific audience and place emphasis on the benefits of voluntarily changing behavior.
It is not about a slogan on a laser pointer. It's not about a clever message on a sport bottle or a tote bag, although those things may be helpful in the process. It's about strategy.
Both speakers appeared at a Milwaukee forum addressing urban health concerns. Rachel Nason, Wisconsin Public Radio.